Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Some say it's like the ridiculous to the sublime, an instant. When my partner dances, he sits down, and I come in. I want to tell you yet again, dear ones, that this is not an unusual situation. You're looking at the way humanity is and will become and is becoming. That the most divine presence that you can fathom, the connection with the eternal source that always was and always will be, that source is inside you, profoundly inside you. That's the source that was felt by humanity when it first arrived, right after that which was what we would call the knowledge of dark and light. Humans felt God inside. We're in a bookstore. We're in one that has a great deal of history. And on the shelves of this store, it tells a story that I can give you right now, that as far back as you look, as far back as history will show you through its archives, as far back as those archaeologists wish to dig, you're going to find men and women who knew God was inside. There's an honoring of God inside everywhere. Whether it's an organized spiritual religion, as you say, or whether it's personal belief, human beings, even in small tribes, you're giving honor to that which is beyond the scope of what they can do, but they know it's inside. Isn't it interesting? Every single tribe has a shaman. And the shaman is the one who can talk to God if they believe they can't. Their systems honor this. So even if they don't believe that they can speak to that which is inside, they've got someone who can. It's everywhere. It was the origin of human spiritual belief. It's everywhere in this store. It's in the statues that represent ancient times. Dear ones, only reason I'm giving you this is because this is what humanity is discovering right now. How many times do we have to tell you or remind you that you're in a battle of light and dark? A battle we told you was coming 26 years ago, and in 2012 we told you was upon you. A battle that we said that the great shift would create profoundly, and we gave you the timing for it. If you study the precession of the equinoxes, yet again we will say there's a 36-year window, a ramp up and a ramp out. The middle of the wobble of the earth, which is the precession of the equinox, is significant, and that is the midpoint of the calendars of this planet, when the shift was potential, when literally the energy of humanity would start to move. We're repeating ourselves, but for those who haven't heard it before, there is precedent for new energy on the planet. You've seen it once before, even in your history, that you can see. Did you realize the entire planet changed the way they keep time because of one man, the Master Jesus? And that 300 years after his appearance and his death, they realized that it was a new dispensation, and they created before and after his death. And the whole world saw it. And yes, it may not have been the whole world at the moment, but the whole world accepted it later. And that is the way you measure time today. When you look at the year you are about to have, 2016, it's a year of completion. That number is measured from his death. Why do I bring this up? Because, dear ones, the precession of the equinox is another one of those events, but it doesn't revolve around a prophet. It revolves around a battle. The battle of light and dark that you're in right now, of high consciousness and low consciousness you're in right now, of people taking sides, of where they want to be and who they want to fight with. An old, lower energy, which is still attractive to some young people. A high energy, which others are remembering in their Akash. If you're a newbie on this planet, you're easily swung to the darkness. Because you don't have the maturity of the old soul of the Akash. The old soul knows better. The old soul sees the light, and part of that shows them it's winning. There's a lot more of you than of them. We told you it was coming. And every single time we sit in front of you, and it's an old story for those who would listen over and over, but you need to hear it yet again. This was foretold. Old soul, mostly the ones who are listening to this right now and sitting in the chairs, I want you to know there is no accident that you're alive right now. Last week we said something that we want to repeat to you now. And also we want to continue something profound tonight. What we told you earlier was this. History itself is going to change human nature. There's a recalibration going on of the way showers. In this room, you know what I'm talking about, because you've been through difficult times, difficult things, and some of you have had biology that recalibrated, consciousness that recalibrated, people you've lost, things that you didn't expect, all since 2011. And we told you why. We also gave you information that we want you to know is that there's a reason why you would recalibrate, and that is so you can stay and teach what the others are going to feel soon. How to get out of fear. How to build yourself up. How to actually change your self-esteem. Did you hear that? Oh, you of self-esteem loss. You're going to find out that you got a tool in your toolbox that's going to raise your self-esteem, and you're going to teach it to others. There's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why you're here. A way shower is not a senior on this planet. It's a human on this planet with a very old Akash. There's a lot of way showers who are young people. You know what they're doing right now? All over the world, they're objecting to the way things are. They're objecting to old systems that are out of integrity. They're in the Middle East, on both sides of the wall in Israel, objecting to what their parents told them is what they should do, or what history said they should do, or who owns what, or who has the right to this or that. And they're objecting. And they're saying, it cannot continue this way. And they're meeting secretly together, risking their lives. And they're going to be heard. Paradigms are going to start moving, shifting, changing. Sometimes it'll be a forced, sometimes it won't. You're going to see the battle continue for a while. The timing. After the end of 2012, you had 18 more years. 18. You're in year three of the 18. You didn't want to hear that. We'll say it again. You wanted to be corrected now. You want the light to be here now. I want to tell you it is, and you're carrying it. How's that make you feel? Now, dear ones, the light is on you, and people are looking at you, and those who don't know what you know, who may be in fear for whatever reason, are going to start coming to you. Don't give them a crayon book. I want you to give them compassion and listen. Just listen. Just sit and be the master that you are. Show them that you have peace over a world that is not seemingly at peace. As things get worse, let them get more peaceful for you. Be an island, an oasis in the storm. Attract people through your consciousness and your love. That's the lesson. And here it is in your face. We told you it was coming. It is such good news, is it not? You know why you're here, and you know light is winning. Now you know the timetable. Relax and know that God is inside. My partner has me with him all the time. There are those who say, I wish I had that. Not understanding, you do. And it may not be an entity from the other side of the veil. It may be instead better. It may be your soul, the higher self, coming through finally. And it may feel like another entity. And you may feel like you want a message from beyond. It'll be a message from your soul to you that says, hang on. You're old. Akashically. You're wise. And there's a good reason why you're here. Imagine communicating to that which is the oldest thing you have, a piece of God inside which has been with you every single lifetime. That is where it's going. Finally, I'll say it again, there'll come a day when there'll be no channeling. There'll be no meetings where you listen to anybody else do what I'm doing. You won't need it, because everybody will understand. It's intuitive. It comes from a place that no one really knows about much at this moment. I want to give you something tonight. I want to give you some new information tonight. It's time. It'll be the next to the last channel of the year. I want to tell you some things that are happening. I want to give you some information. It may seem like science, but it really isn't. It's a mixture of esoteric. It's a beautiful thing I'll reveal to you a little later. And so it is.